Bottom and the Zayin of Beis, three lines on the bottom. Lema Hakavus Kol Rosh Tanoihi. So this issue, how we look at Hakavus Kol Rosh, whether it's considered the issue of cutting the payas, is this of cutting the payas only when he leaves hair, it takes away the payas, so now he has a circular haircut, which is what the word Hakafa means, or it's even if he removes all of his hair, which he doesn't end up with a circle, he removed the hair of the payas, and that's the issur.
With everything else.
That's the machlokes, and that scenario is that also called hakafa, and it's also the lavrana. So we suggested before that Shmuel holds the kavas kol rosh shmo hakafa. Now the Mora is saying that this should be machlokes tanoim, the Tana Rabbanan. So it says by the Metzora that he has to cut. The Torah says he has to cut kol sarah, all of his hair. And then it says es rosho ves kano ves ves kabosayno ves kol sarah yigaleh. So it's a cloud product cloud. And really, you could just say cut all the hair. So rosho matam alomer. So why did the Torah have to write the pasuk of Rosh independently once it already wrote cutting all of his hair? The Fisha Namar, so the Brisa says, Lo sakiva pas roshchem. There's an issur of hakafas of Rosh, cutting the payas. Yochol af mitzara kein, and maybe the mitzara also has that issur. Tamalomar Rosh. So that's one brisa. So that brisa clearly has to hold that a kafa is called rosh shmo hakafa, and therefore even though the mitzvah is cutting all of his hair, there's an issur of hakafa, and I think it should be aser. I need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter, that the mitzvah overrides the mitzvah of the mitzvah cutting his hair, overrides the issur of cutting the payas. So that's the first brisa. So the other Brisa says the same question, why does Torah have to write the pasuk of Rosha by Mitzora? Fisha never got me Nazar Tar Lo Yavar al Rosha. By Nazar there's an issue of cutting his hair. Yachal Af Nazar Mitzora Kane. What would be in a situation of a person who's a Nazar who became a Mitzora, he can't cut his hair because it's an issue of a Nazar cutting his hair? Tamalar Rosha, the pasuk says that he cuts his hair, even though he's a nazir, the mitzvah of cutting the hair of the mitzvah overrides. So, this brisa did not look for to try and define an extra need for the pasuk of Rosha. Instead of saying it's teaching me that it can override the veira of cutting the payas, it taught me that it can override the veira of cutting the hair of a nozer. So, if cutting the hair of the payas, so they're both agreeing that the purpose of the extra word rosho is to teach me esedach alos essay, that the essay of the mitzvah cutting his hair overrides alos essay. They both agree that every Mitzora always has the problem of cutting his payas. So if you're looking for the purpose of the Pasuk to teach me Esed HaKolos HaSei, the Torah wrote the extra word Rosh to tell me that even though it's going to come up against an Isser, cut it anyway. And every situation always has payas. Every situation of a man always has payas. Instead of running to the case of a Nazir, tell me the regular case. Apparently the regular case is not a problem because you're cutting all the hair. So what's the purpose of the pasuk? Nozer. The first brisa says the purpose of the pasuk is to tell me you override the veira of cutting your payas. So that's the machlokes in the two brises. The brisa which said it's discussing payas holds cutting all the hair and the payas is called an aveira. The second brisa holds it's not called an aveira. So the pasuk can't be teaching me that. That's mutter. The rice that's mutter. Must he teach me, even in the case of a mitzora, who's a nazir, still he can cut his hair. My love, tanoihi, the mandomer, min nazir. I'm sorry, that's the following years of the Bach, if I can find it. Din nazir. Several kofa is called Rosh Loishmo Hakofa. Cutting all the hair is not called the Hakofa of the Torah. And he's not over the Isser of Hakofa. So what's the pasuk coming to be doicha? The Isser of Es Loisa Sei Vasei. Furthermore, the more points out that by Nazir, not only is he being overriding an assay, Not only is the assay of the Mitzvah cutting his hair overriding a los assay, it's a los assay and an assay. Tarlo Yavah Rosha and Galopera. Grow your hair, don't cut it. So the Mitzvah of cutting the hair of the Mitzvah is overriding a lois hasei and hasei. A kafa is only a lois hasei. See, if we have a choice of telling me it's only overriding a lois hasei, or it's either overriding a lois hasei and an hasei, I have a right to say it's overriding a lois hasei and hasei if I can tell me it's just overriding a lois hasei. See, if cutting payas in this situation is called an aveira, so that's what it's teaching me. I have no right to be mechadish that's teaching me even when there's an assay also. When you have a drush on the pasuk, which is not clear, and you can apply it to a smaller chiddush and a greater chiddush, I have no right to apply it to the greater chiddush when I can apply it to the smaller chiddush. I'm learning in this pasuk the mitzvah, the concept, the esed d'chalos assay. So I say, okay, is Esa being doich alois hasei? I'm learning out it can be doich alois hasei, or can learning out it can be doich alois hasei and an hasei. Well, that's a bigger kiddush. I have the right to say the bigger kiddush if I can apply the pasuk to the smaller kiddush. So if you hold a kofa, it's called Rosh Shmo HaKofa, I have no right to tell me that doich by a nazir, because that's an hasei, alois hasei and hasei. Maybe the pasuk won't teach me it can override alois hasei by itself, just cutting the payas. So the Tana of the Braisa, who's willing to tell me it's overriding a los hasei and hasei, feels that there's no situation of just a los hasei, which I need the pasuk for. I.e., cutting the pace is not an avera, because he's cutting all of his hair. Okay. So I'm rubbing up. I could tell you that both Braises hold the Kuliyama Kavas called Rosh Loishmo HaKofa. Not like Shmuel. Shmuel holds a Kavas called Rosh Shmo HaKofa. I can learn actually both Braises are holding a Kavas called Rosh Loishmo HaKofa. So the Braises says to teach him about Nazir, I get it. But the Braises tells me, teaching me by Mitzvah, that can cut his payas. Of course he can cut his payas. He's cutting all of his hair. There's no vera there. So where's the case where you need the pasuk? You're going shehikif l'sof gilach, that he the order that he did it was that he cut the payas and he removed his payas, and then he cut his hair. So if he cut his hair first and then the payas, so by the time he got to the payas, there's no hair. But over here he cut the payas first, so right now if he's at this point, he's cut his payas and left his hair, so he did hakafa. Later on he cut the rest of his hair. So is that the pasuk that's the pasuk that works. Yeah. Yeah.
Person who has long hair, so the first thing we want to do is cut it, then shave it. Isn't that what it says?
No. But
the last thing we just said.
Yeah.
To go right to the shaving with long hair. I mean, you got to get rid of some of the hair to get to the head to shave it.
The Gemara is telling me that the order over here, what is it? He cut the payas of his side before he cut his hair, the hair of his head.
He carved it
referring to this as shaving, and this is cutting. So he shaved and then he cut. Well, once he shaved, he has hair. He has a circle.
Yeah.
So he did the avera. Then he cuts the rest of his hair. Cut all your hair, it's not an avera. So, but that doesn't help me. It's too late. That's the Gemara saying. That he did the avera already. Cutting the rest of his hair afterwards doesn't help.
He carved out this payas essentially. He did those first essentially.
Right.
Last.
So the Gemara says. I don't see that being. The Gemara says. Kim the ilu galche bechad zimno lamechayev kehikev alamsev gilach nami lamechayev. That this order which we're arguing. So, and that, so the pasuk is telling me that even though you can do it in the right order, and then it will be mutter, doing it in the wrong order is also going to be mutter. Samar says, I don't get it. If the pasuk would say that explicitly, that you're allowed to do it out of order, and that's what the Chiddush of the Pasuk is telling me, even though you have an option of doing it in order, i.e. the hair of the head first and then the payas, and it's mutter without Esther Chaloy Saseh, we're going to be mad to doing it out of order because Esther Chaloy Saseh. See if the Pasuk said it explicitly. Okay, it said it explicitly, but if it doesn't say it explicitly, why would we assume that such a did is true? When you have a conflict between an asay and a lo asay, if the yokel kaim is shnei mutav, v'imlav yovu asay v'yidches lo asay. The whole concept of asay lo asay is only in a situation when you're forced to do it. So here's a situation where you have an option of doing it, which we're saying right now is not an avera at all, i.e., cutting the hair of the head first, and then by doing so. It's we're going right now assuming Hakav is called Rosh Loshma Hakav. The bear of Hakav is only if he leaves the hair of his head and takes away the payas. So he cuts it in the order of head and then the payas. It's mutter gomer. Well, it's a chalosa say. You're telling me, no, don't do it that way. Do it the other way around. Do an avera and Esther Chalosa say. Rosh Loshma says we have a rule. We never do that. We only allow Esther Chalosa say when we're forced to. But otherwise, you can't say it's the chaloy saseh.
Keep the order, he said.
So, well, Rish Lakish's rule is not said specifically over here. It's just saying if I have the dinner of the chaloy saseh is when you're forced into a corner. But here you're not forced into a corner. You have an option how to do it. Do it in the correct order, and you'll have no such need. See if the pasuk said it explicitly. Okay, that's what the pasuk says. That we want you to do this order, and even though it's an avera, it's okay. But the pasuk just said Rosha. So you're saying the Chiddush of Rosha is telling me to do it in the wrong order, and it's still mutter. But why? Why would the pasuk teach me such a thing? The pasuk teaches me something else, because teaching me this doesn't make any sense. So more so that can't be. Elamor says the Kliyama Kav is called Rosh Shma Kav, like Shmuel said. So now, so the Brisa which says it's teaching me the Chalos say of cutting the pay is that's what the Brisa says. Kav is called Rosh Shma Kav. What's the condition of the pasuk? That you can cut the payas. But the Mor said, what about the other mandamer? Says the Brisa teaching me the din of Nazir. Why are you teaching me Nazir? The pasuk is teaching me cutting regular payas. So remember, teaching me Nazir is a bigger chiddush. Why? Those are asay and alois asay. It's an essay against the alois asay and asay. I have no right to be mechadish that an essay can be derech alois asay and asay when I can say the pasuk teaches me can be derech alois asay alone. So I have no right to teach me nozer if I need the pasuk to tell me payus. So how could this one number hold the kavas kolor shmor kafa and say teaching me nozer? Teres the Mor says zaman the mukim kraw. The one who says the pasuk teaching me you can derech alois asay and asay, i.e. nozer, says love greater min nolei yolof migdilim. He knows that esed alois asay from sitzis, so I don't need the pasuk to teach me that you can be derech payis. That's an asay derech alois asay. So what's the kiddush of this pasuk of Rosh Hashanah? To teach me that can be derech even alois asay and an asay. How do we know sitzes? It says the makor l'sibah shatnes. Batanya l'sibah shatnes hagdilim tassel chamayah. The pasuk says adjacent to the pasuk of shatnes, it says gadilim tassel chamayah. So even though you can't wear shatnes, you can make sitzes out of shatnes. Because the say of tzitzis is derech the lois say of shatnes, so I know esh derech lois say from tzitzis.
You can, but should you? That goes back to the second question. I don't see that as a proof. And yet we have people that are very specific to wear wool tzitzis. Was that to prove something?
Okay, so the mitzvah of the Torah is anytime you have a four-cornered garment to put on tzitzis. Including the mitzvah of tzitzis is to make one of the part of it tchelis. Tchelis, besides being a dye, the Mor learns out has to be, it means wool dyed with tchelis. So tchelis has to be wool. So the tzitzis have to be made out of wool. Now, the mitzvah of the Torah is not to wear a talus. The mitzvah of the Torah is any four-cornered garment that you're wearing. Any, if I decide to put on a poncho, right, I go to Mexico and I buy a poncho and it's a four-cornered garment, I have to put tzitzis on. It's not a talus of mitzvah, but the mitzvah of the Torah is any four-cornered garment to put tzitzis on. Now I buy a linen poncho. What do? So, I have a problem. I can make linen tzitzis, but there's a mitzvah to put tchelis in. And tchelis has to be wool. So am I allowed to put my wool tchelis into my linen garment? So comes the post and says, yes. So, I already know that an asay can be derech alois asay from the pasuk of tzitzis. So I don't need, this opinion says I don't need, the Gemara is going to flesh out that opinion in the next piece of Gemara. So I don't need Rosho to tell me that the Mitzara, who has an asay to cut his hair, can override the alois asay of cutting the payas. Because I know a general rule of esed derech alois asay from tzitzis. So what's the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah teaching me? What do you do in a case where the assay of cutting the hair of the Mitzara is up against a lois assay and an assay? Nozer. So now it's not just essay doich lois assay, like by tzitzis. There's an assay of tzitzis and there's a lois assay of shatnes. Payas, there's an assay of cutting the hair of the Mitzara and there's a lois assay of cutting the payas. Over here now, it's the assay of cutting the hair against the lois assay of the nozer and the assay of the nozer. So now the assay of cutting the hair of the Mitzara is fighting a lot more. Can it do that too? Comes the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, yes, it can do that too. So I need the pasuk to tell. I don't need the pasuk for. But so the one brisa says, this is the source for esed derech alois asay. I don't know from tzitzis. Say no from here. Say I only have a right to teach me the smaller chiddush esed derech alois asay. What about a case of a nozer where there's a alois asay and asay? Can't do it. Can't cut his hair. So what does he have to do? He has to wait till he finishes the Nazir's process and but till then he can't cut his hair. Now that doesn't work because you can't fit, if you hold it like Nelker, because in the days of the Nazir don't count, the days of the Nazir don't count for the Naziris, so he's got a problem, can't complete his Naziris, so he's in a no man's land. They say can't be there. Chololo says say, and I say, in a situation of Nazir, according to that opinion. So, but I have no right to say that because I know the pasuk is teaching me the smaller kiddush. The say of mitzara is derech the loy sasei a payus. That should be derech the loy sasei and an asay. I don't know. I can't say a bigger kiddush when I have could understand the pasuk for the smaller kiddush. The other Tana says, no, it's the says I know from Tzitzit. And that's a general rule, though, everyone that's. So I already know that the Esayim Matzara can override the Lo Shasei Pei. So what's the Pasuk Rosha for? To even if it's a Lo Shasei and an Esay of Noz. Okay. Zog the Rosh. Bottom Rosh on Nun Zainim of it. Tanya Rosh and Matamalam. Gemma Sirk, see, the Gilach is Kosa Roy, Esmashoi, Best Zakonoi, Best Kabazinov, Best Kosa Roy, Yigalea. The Hasha Dorish, the Roshoi, the Meyutr, the word Rosh is extra, the Bechal Kosa Roy, who it's the Pasuk said all the hair, so I already know the hair of the head. So the word Rosho is extra. Now, the Kamon Dorish, the Zakon, the more is going to come back later on and say, so what do you do with the word Zakon? And the more never comes back and says, Gaboy say no. There's three extra. There's Roshoi, Skono, and Gaboy say no. So Roshoi, the more to deal with now. Skono, the more is going to deal with later on. Gaboy say no, the more does not discuss. Rosh says, Gaboy say no, Dorish, Beferish, Beperik, call you maybe. L'chal l'prat l'chal, the rabbi is called Kinus Sarvanira. So the more uses that for a klal prat klal. Remember, you can make a klal prat klal with one prat, you don't need three pratim. Second darshan, two of the pratim separately, and use the third prat, or one of the pratim to teach me that it's going to be a klal prat klal. So klal prat klal is commonly marred by any part of the body where there's a growth of hair which is thick, which is kinusar, which it's like growing together as a unit, but it's visible. Okay. So Yochel af Mitzara Kain, I would think that there's an issue of cutting the pay is even applies to Mitzara. Lo Yigalea Kol Roshoi. So he can't cut all of his hair. I v'hod exiv Yigilach es Kol Saroi Nuki Loi Bishar Sar Haguf. The Torah says cut all the hair. We already have that. We're saying, well, the word Rosh is extra. So without the word Rosh, I would think you don't cut the pace. The Torah says you cut all the hair. It says all the hair means all of the hair other than the sort of payas. But the payas you can't cut. The mitzvah of cutting the mitzvah's hair overrides the love of cutting payas. So the Morris says, the one who says the pasuk is not teaching me the regular mitzvah and the payas, and says teaching me the case of a mitzvah who's a nazir. Why do you do that? Because he holds the kavas kol rosh lo shma kafa, cutting all of the hair of the head. It's not called a kafa. Hegel mitzvah greater lo itzurif. So regular mitzvah, there's no need for the pasuk. The ain kana kafa. There's no aver over here. So there's nothing. Well, that's the chalosah said. And therefore, Mukalab and Nozer Mitzara Dikalav, Loyavor, Vasay the Galdapera. So the Pasuk is teaching me a case of a Mitzara who's also a Nozer. There's an Isser of Tar Loyavor al Rosher, there's an Asay of Galdapera. Vasay Asay the Giluach Mitzara Badochilu, and the Mitzah Asay of the Mitzara cutting his hair overrides the Lois Asay and Asay of the Nozer. So if I can use the pasuk to teach me just the simple love, the say is a simple love, I cannot use it to teach me that the say is a love and an asay. So Mura says no. Everybody holds the kavas kol rosh lo shmakov. So then the question is, so why does one brisa need to teach me you can cut the payas? Of course you can cut the payas. There's no avera in cutting the payas. Because the krok gon shehikiv lemasayif gilach, gon shehikiv tila megilach tzda'av. He first what made the hakafa by cutting off his payas. Hakak gilach sar roshay, and then he cut the rest of his head. The kim and the ilu galke bechazim the loy mechayim. I feel enemy sir. Had he done it all in one shot, the Reno of Eira, even not a Mitzara. Kinami Hikav, the Savgilach, the Mitzayev, Dosi Kroah, the Mitzara, the Mitzay. So the Pasuk by Mitzara teaches me that even does it out of order, it's Mutter. In the bad order, so Mutter. Versus Mikos of Krohachi. Kinami Mutzi, the Galeach, Beheter. The Pasuk is teaching me when you have an option of doing it, Beheter, Dosi Kroah, the Mishri, the Galeach, Beisr. The Pasuk teaches me you can do it in a way which is Asur. I've Omerish Lakish, Omerish Lakish, Kamakim Mchulu. So we have the rule of Rish Lakish that when you only use Esed Chalos to say we have no other option. So Mor says you're right. That everybody else is a customer color as Shmoha Kof. So one says Mitzara overrides Payas Essay, the Chalos Essay. The other one says no, Lav Gredim Inole. But the other one says it's teaching me Essay, the Chalos Essay, and I say, well, we have to assume he first knows Essay, the Chalos Essay by itself from somewhere else. The Loy Havi Yodele, Midur Tachrina, if he had not had another source, and no right to teach me the Kiddush that the essay is the Chalos Essay and Essay before I know that this is the Chalos Essay. So he has to hold that I know this is the Chalos Essay from somewhere else. So what's this puzzle for? Essay the Chalos Essay by Essay. You can make gedilim out of shatnas. So the say of tzitzis is the say of shat. So now that that's true, so what's this pasuk teaching me? But roshoy, esed chalos say I know already. You're teaching me esed chalos say v'asei that I don't know yet. So Mora says, okay. If you learn Rosh, it's teaching me this in the Chalosah, say, so what do you do with Sitzes? Zalti Mora, Ma'am, the Nafkele, me Rosh, my time alone, Nafkele, me Gedilim, why doesn't this one Domer, who learns it from Esed HaChalosah, say, Rosh, to tell me that it's Doich of the Payas, why doesn't he know that Esed HaChalosah, say, from Sitzes? And this pasuk is teaching me even more than that. Esed Chalos Essay Vasei. He says, no. My time will not be Megdilim. Amar Lecha Lechira Rava. Who's also the pasuk Megdilim is teaching me Rava's din, not Esed Chalos Essay. What is Rava's din? The Rava Rami. Ksiv Menosnot Tzitzis Hakanof. So we don't should hack enough. Mean enough. I Okay, Uksiv Bach's Girsa says, Minosot Tzitzit is a Kanof, Min Kanof, HaKanof, Min Kanof, takes out the word Psil Techebis. Uksiv Semra Pishim Yachtov. So we have the post who says, Lo Silber Shat, the Semra Pishim Yachtov, give them Tasa Lacho. So Darshan Smuchim. Lo Silber Shat, period. Cut that out. Semra Pishim Yachtov, give them Tasa Lacho, right? So what should you make your Gedilim out of? Semra Pishim. The other pasuk says, "You put tzitzis hakanof." So the tzitzis are just an extension of the corner of the garment. It means whatever the garment is, that's what the tzitzis should be. So if it's a silk garment, it should be silk tzitzis. If it's a cotton garment, it should be cotton tzitzis. If it's a nylon garment, it should be nylon tzitzis. If it's, but it doesn't say anything about making tzitzis out of wool or linen. The other pasuk says, "Make tzitzis out of wool or linen." Regardless of what the garment is. So how do you deal with these two psukim? So he says, how's the hoketsa? Sever pishtim poitrim bein b'minan bein shalom b'minan. Sharminan b'minan poitrim shalom b'minan ain't a poitrim. So silk tzitzis work on a silk garment and nothing else. Cotton tzitzis work on a cotton garment and nothing else. Wool or linen tzitzis work on any garment. And that's so the purpose of the pasuk of Dilam Tasa Lecha, Sarah Pisham Yatav, Dilam Tasa Lecha is to teach me this halacha that you can make tzitzis out of Sarah Pisham no matter what garment you're wearing. So it's not teaching me the halacha of Esed Echoloi, so to say. You're teaching me. So it's not discussing putting wool into linen, it's discussing putting wool or linen into any garment. Okay. So therefore this pasuk is not teaching me those Esed Echoloi, so to say. So I get now to the Mitzvah. I say they have the word Rosho to teach me that Mitzvah can cut his payas, even though cutting the payas is an Aveira, because the Kofa is called Rosh Shmo HaKofa. The say of Mitzvah allows that. So the source Esed Echoloi, so to say, is from Mitzvah, not from Tzitzis, because Tzitzis is discussing a totally different thing. Okay, let's leave the Rosh for tomorrow.